I'm Lorraine Mendez with the JIS Evening News for Friday, February 24. Coming up, housing developers urged to build more high-rise facilities, agricultural production up by 16%, and informal settlements in St. Andrew and St. Catherine to be regularized. The news in detail after this message.
Residents of Yalas and surrounding areas, the Pico Mobile Passport Service is coming to your area. Come and apply for your passport on Tuesday, February 28 from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. at the Yalas High School in St. Thomas. 3-day express service will be offered alongside our regular 7-day service. No cash will be accepted. You can make payment using debit or credit card or manager's check. Pico Mobile Passport Service, Tuesday, February 28, 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. at the Yalas High School in St. Thomas.
Now the news. Minister without portfolio in the Ministry of Economic Growth and Job Creation, Daryl Vaz, is calling for more developers to consider high-rise building as the solution for the increasing demand for housing in the corporate area. Minister Vaz made the appeal as he addressed Thursday's launch of 20 South, a real estate development being constructed on South Avenue in St. Andrew. The development, being done by AVS Builders Limited, will comprise units of varying sizes, with prices starting at $166,000, and will have rooftop jogging trails, recreational spaces, including a pool, gym, and a sky deck.
The truth is, the only way for residential development to be sustainable in Kingston is for the density to increase. If we can't go horizontal, we must go vertical. In this regard, I'm in total agreement with the architectural fraternity, which has lobbied long and hard for higher housing density in our urban centers, and so I wholeheartedly endorse this project.
Minister Vaz says the multifamily high-rise 80-unit development to be completed by March 2018 will be a modern green building featuring solar panels, smart elevators, toilets, faucets and fixtures, as well as rainwater harvesting and a green space. The Planning Institute of Jamaica, PIOJ, is reporting that agricultural production grew by 16% during the October to December 2016 quarter compared with the same period in 2015. Director General of the PIOJ, Dr. Wayne Henry, says this performance largely reflected the success of initiatives implemented by the Agriculture Ministry to spur increased output and improve productivity. The sector was also positively impacted by improved rainfall levels during the last two quarters of 2016.
During the review quarter, other agricultural crops grew by 17.4%, with higher output recorded for all nine crop groups. The most significant increases were recorded for condiments, up 21.9%, other tubers, up 21.5%, and yams, up 28.7%. Traditional export crops grew by an estimated 23.6%. reflecting the impact of higher levels of production for all crops in this category. Banana production grew by 21.6%, coffee was up 17.9%, and cocoa was up 36.2%.
Domestic crops reaped increased by 13.5% to 11,585.2 hectares, reflecting a 5% improvement in the average output per hectare for the quarter. Residents of informal settlements in St. Catherine and St. Andrew are to benefit from regularization of their housing developments. The government will be upgrading these properties at an estimated cost of $12.5 million. Speaking at a recent post-cabinet press briefing, Information Minister Senator Ruel Reid outlined the areas to be regularized.
142 of St. Catherine, part of the 81 St. John's Road, St. Catherine, part of 12 Cedar Valley Road, St. Andrew, and parts of 6 Cedar Valley Road in St. Andrew.
The move follows Cabinet's approval of the compulsory acquisition and improvement of the 4 privately owned parcels of land to regularize the existing settlement arrangement with the residents. And Justice Minister Delroy Chuck says he will shortly be making a submission to Cabinet for the setting up of the National Human Rights Institute. The entity will complement the existing network of institutions mandated to protect the rights of Jamaicans. Minister Chuck was speaking at a training session for Justices of the Peace, JPs, in St. James earlier this week. The Justice Ministry is targeting the training of at least 50 mediators monthly and 500 for the year who will offer certified mediation services. That was the JIS News. I'm Lorraine Mendez.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.